Good evening, my name's Andy. I'm the editor of Rice and Zen, the online magazine, and I spilled milk on my wireless Apple keyboard late this morning in a sort of moment of overtiredness. So rather than type this, I shall audio boo it, for typing is crunchy. I was asked what I meant when I said I like to stand outside cultures and look in, and I think I found a kind of a anecdote that might help to explain this. I guess this all started because I haven't had a TV for 10 years and quite happily don't watch it or miss it. And I tried to say that living outside England and not feeling any strong affinity for most English habits and customs. I mean, there's a few things I love about it. Christmas dinners, Stephen Fry, a few other things I could care to mention, but I'm not strongly aligned to one country or the other. I think that's a fairly sort of a retrogressive, animalistic kind of tribal behavior, and I'm not. I'm strongly in favor of non-patriotism. I'm strongly in favor of seeing yourself as a human rather than a rival of another camp. But how to stand outside and look in is odd. How to pick and choose the best of every culture. It's not an easy thing to do, and I guess it gives a lot of people a sense of alienation. I've seen a lot of people living in Japan who hold on very tightly to the customs and mores of home, and they find it very hard to, they don't seem to be able to change them very easily. They don't seem to be able to be very fluid. And in not being able to change them, they constantly find themselves butting heads and clashing with the accepted standards of behavior, conversation, politeness, masculinity, ideas about money, marriage, relationships, ideas about concepts. What constitutes the concept of lateness, or what constitutes good in their country, and they seems to be a lot of frustration about it. So how to stand outside and how to be flexible. One such example was when I moved to Yamashina a year ago. I moved into this small wooden, actually it's quite a big wooden house, but an older one, and all of the houses in this little neighborhood were separated by very, very small alleys, and the houses are not insulated in any way. There's gaps between the walls and the doors, so when a person walked past or had a conversation, they sounded like they were having that conversation in my house. There was no volume difference. I could easily have a conversation with my friends outside my house with the door open or closed, and it would make no difference, and I had to check that people weren't in my house often. So I moved there at the end of the year. I had some friends over for Christmas, which is a big mistake because that's not the done thing in Japan, but they came over in the evening. I didn't check the time. I'd had a couple of drinks, and one or two rocked up after 10 or 11, and that is strictly a no-no. So my neighbours called the police. When the police turned up, they didn't say anything about the noise. I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we're loud," and they kind of brushed it off and went, "Never mind about that. Until when are you thinking of staying in Japan?" And I was taken aback. I thought, wow, that's an incredibly racist and irrelevant question. I didn't realize we were that loud. I didn't realize we were get out of my country loud. I guess that's pretty loud. And a couple of days later, the revenge attack came. As if that wasn't revenge enough, my neighbors turned off my gas and I couldn't cook or shower or get it to turn back on. So I had Osaka Gas come out and turn it on for me. They wrote a little mini report on which they said the reason for the call out was itazura, or trick, or you know, prank. So someone has turned off your gas is basically what the report said. And I decided, you know, what I realized what my neighbors were like and how welcome I was, and I realized that the call out, the police were not surprised to find me foreign. They had been informed that there was a foreigner here, and they came out with the intention of recording as much information as they could, checking my visa status and trying to keep tabs on me from then on. It was nothing to do with noise, it was far more to do with foreignness, I realized. So when I spoke to my friends and acquaintances about this, the advice was split into two camps, one of which was revenge, burn every house in the neighborhood and you're sure to get the bastard. That was mainly from the Westerners, and the Japanese people tended to say, bow down before them, prostrate yourself before them, kiss their feet, buy them gifts, smooth over the cracks, keep the wa, keep the harmony, keep the peace, do whatever you can to lower yourself. And both of those sounded like things that I had absolutely no intention at all of doing, so I chose to stand outside those two cultural vantage points. But looking at them both as an outsider was very interesting. That's my 5 minutes. I'll speak to you.